Unit 7, page 72, exercise 2.
Dare to dream big. On December the 14th, 1972, astronaut Eugene Cernan was walking on the moon's surface. Millions of people all over the world were watching on TV as he talked to Mission Control. 10-year-old Jose Hernandez was watching him too. Jose was in California following the live broadcast with his parents. Every now and then he would run outside and look at the full moon, then go back in and watch the images on their old black and white television. Jose was excited and intrigued. At that moment, he knew what he wanted to be: an astronaut. Children often enjoy imagining or acting out their future jobs, but these early dreams rarely become reality. Jose wanted to be an astronaut, but the odds were against him. The competition was huge. Only a handful of people had been into space. In addition, most of his childhood was spent travelling from place to place, constantly changing schools and falling behind with his schoolwork. Jose's parents were agricultural workers from Mexico, and for much of the year they had to find work in different parts of the US. Jose also helped his parents on weekends and during vacations. While our friends loved summer vacations, he says, we hated them because that meant 7 days a week working in the fields. Eventually, Jose's family decided to stay in one place so that he could attend one school in a small town called Stockton. At first, he struggled with his English, but he excelled in science and math because 2 plus 3 is 5 in any language. And while his teacher helped him with his studies, his parents helped him in other ways. My parents didn't have economic resources, but they gave me something more valuable. They gave me the belief that I could accomplish my goal of being an astronaut, he says. They would sit at the kitchen table with me to make sure that I would do my homework. They were there giving me their time. Thanks to this support, while other kids dropped out of school, Jose stuck to his path. Nowadays, Jose says that his hard work as a farmer gave him a strong work ethic, and that this helped him face up to challenges and overcome them. After graduating from college, he worked in engineering. Then he applied to be an astronaut at NASA. He wrote to NASA 12 times and was turned down over and over again. But he didn't give up. Instead, he came up with a plan. He looked at the skills of the people who succeeded. One year, he saw that the astronauts who were successful were all pilots. So he learned to fly a plane. Another year, he noticed that many were divers, so he learned to dive. Finally, in 2004, Jose's hard work paid off and he became an astronaut. In 2009, he flew the Space Shuttle Discovery into space. His dream had become a reality. Jose has achieved a lot in his life. Looking back, what advice would he give to his 10-year-old self? The more difficult the goal, the more you will have to work, he says. But everything is possible, and you should dare to dream big.